May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress, and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song, and stretch forth my hands unto God. Hymn 293.
Thank you. we will read together from the Holy Word of God two readings this evening. Our first reading is Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honour all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonour that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. And now Isaiah chapter 50. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we thank thee again for this opportunity to meet in this house of prayer around thy word. And we pray that this midweek service may prove to be a time of refreshment and encouragement from the hand of the Lord. As we have turned in to thy house of prayer this evening, as we have gathered ourselves around thy word, and now as we come before thee in prayer, most merciful Lord, we pray that thou wilt gather with us, and Lord, bless this gathering with thy presence and thy blessing. And we pray, Lord, that thou bless those that have turned in here and those that are listening in. And grant, Lord, thy rich blessing to rest upon thy word. And help us, dear Lord, to worship thee here this evening. Lift us above the busy things of our daily lives. Grant us, Lord, some rest from the busyness of our minds. Lord, we pray that thou draw us to thyself. Lord, we do ask that thou bless thy word with the power of thy Holy Spirit. And grant, Lord, that thy Spirit may be mightily at work among us. That thou art be pleased to presence thyself within each of our hearts, that we may know that teaching and that leading of thy Holy Spirit, and that thou lead us into the truth as it is in Jesus, and grant us that we may be led in our prayers to ask for those things which are for thy honour and glory, and which will prove to be for the good of our never-dying souls. We pray, Lord, that thou be pleased to reveal thyself and make known thyself to us each. We pray for any who have come this evening, or who are listening in, that are longing, hungering, thirsting after righteousness, having none of their own, seeking that righteousness of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, we do pray that all such longing souls might be satisfied by thy mercy and love, and blessed with the felt sense of that glorious righteousness of Christ, and how suitable it is. Lord, we pray that thou make us ready to receive it by faith. Prepare our hearts, we pray. Lord, that thou be pleased to cleanse us from our sins, granting us an interest in that sacrifice for sin made at Calvary, that we may be washed in the Redeemer's blood and know that putting on of that robe of righteousness. Lord, we know that it is at that great day to be clothed with it, but may we have such a hope and expectation of it while here below, that we know that it must be given to us. We plead for that sure and that certain hope. Bless us with that full assurance of faith. Grant us, Lord, that increase of our faith. May the things that we have that are thy dealings with us, may they be proving again and again our interest in these things. Lord, we pray that we may prove again and again thy loving kindnesses and thy tender mercies toward us each personally. Lord, we do pray that thou remember each in their particular pathways. Thou knowest, Lord, each life, each soul, each care, each concern. And Lord, we do pray that we may prove thy care of us as we cast our cares upon thee. Lord, do deliver us from the power of sin and Satan. Deliver us from his thoughts and temptations. Lord, how we have to confess we seem at times so quick to listen to his voice, so quick to follow his leadings. Lord, we have such sinful hearts by nature. Lord, we stand in need of thy divine help and favour. Lord, that thou put thy hand upon us and keep us from sinning and grieving thee. Keep us in our walk, our daily lives. Keep us in our conversation. Lord, keep our thoughts. May they be set on things above. Lord, we pray that we may not be overcome with earthly things, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches. Oh, but may it please thee to speak with great power into our hearts personally. One thing is needful. Oh, Lord, we do pray that we may each be found seeking that one thing. And Lord, we do ask that thou wilt take away anything that would hinder. Lord, anything that would come between. Take away the stumbling blocks. Lord, we pray. Reach out thy gracious hand and draw us to thyself. We would see Jesus. We would see him going on before us as that good shepherd. We would see him daily in our lives, leading us, guiding us, keeping us. Oh, we would hear his voice. Oh, we would walk in his footsteps. Lord, what help we need. Lord, we pray that thou put strength in each and grant our hearts might be filled with the love of Christ, that which constrains, which compels, which moves poor sinners in the things of grace, that which makes poor sinners willing to lay aside every weight, to separate themselves, to honour thee in all they do. Lord, do overcome us with thy love and mercy, and grant that we may know our love flowing to thee in return. Oh, may we love thee more. May we know what it is to love the brethren. And may we know what it is to have fellowship with the people of God here below. Bless us with that great blessing of union and communion with like-minded believers. O Lord, do work for our good. Be with the young people, the children. Help them, Lord. There are many things that are upon their minds. Lord, we live in troublesome times. There is the wars and rumours of wars. Lord, the troubles in Ukraine, the troubles in the nations of the earth. Lord, we pray that thou keep and be with the minds of each one of us in these dark days we live in. Lord, so many uncertainties, so many things that would concern us. Oh Lord, we pray that thou draw near and comfort our hearts. And Lord, do whisper peace into troubled hearts. Lord, we ask that thou would arise in the day we live in. And Lord, do bring these troubles in the nations to an end. Lord, may those who would make trouble, Lord, be met with and dealt with by thee. Lord, that bloodshed may not take place, that we may be kept from war in Europe. Lord, do remember us and remember thy people, both here in this nation and in other nations, particularly those nations, Lord, that are under such threat and where such distress abounds. Remember thy suffering church throughout the earth. Lord, that thou art draw near in a special way to comfort and help. Bless with thy presence. And Lord, do subdue the power of sin and Satan. Lord, we would have our eyes opened to these things. Lord, surely there is a voice in these things. Lord, is there not a cause? Lord, are we not indeed living in those last times? And so, Lord, may thy voice be heard. May the warnings that we have around us be taken notice of, Lord, by many. May there be an effect upon the hearts of many. In a dying, changing, uncertain world, may there be many that are wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit to seek for those things which are sure and steadfast and eternal. Lord, grant us each that diligence. Lord, awaken those that are sleeping and slumbering. And Lord, do bring them to thyself. May the marvellous and glorious light of the gospel shine brighter and brighter in this dark world. So help us, help any with particular cares, concerns, any that are in affliction, those that have care of loved ones, those with burdens, appointments, Lord, things that are before them in their pathway, those that shrink from things, tremble at the prospect of things. Lord, whatever state or case, we pray thy word, even this night, might be graciously applied, and that it might do us good. O Lord, we do thank thee for thy word, the word of thy grace. We do thank thee, Lord, for thy gracious help and blessing, and pray that thou wilt continue thy work here in this cause of truth. Bless the church and congregation. Bless this village and surrounding area. Lord, pour out thy blessing. May there be an ingathering of souls into this place who are to be born again of the Spirit of God, and brought into the church as living stones, Lord, for thy honour and glory. Grant then the help that we need. Help us to be thankful for the multitude of thy mercies. Remind us, Lord, of answers to prayer, tokens for good. Lord, may we not be slack in making mention of thy loving kindnesses. Forgive us our every sin. Lord, pardon anything we've asked wrongly. And Lord, grant those things that we need, that we fail to ask for. In thy love and in thy mercy, we ask, Lord Jesus, for thy sake. Amen.
Hymn 764. How sad our state by nature is, our sin how deep it stains, and Satan binds our captive minds fast in his slavish chains. But there's a voice of sovereign grace sounds from the sacred word. Ho, ye despairing sinners, come and trust upon the Lord. Hymn 764.
Thank you.
turn with me to our first reading, Psalm 71. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 16. Psalm 71 and the first part of verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Psalm 71, the opening part of verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. The whole verse reads, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. But in particular this evening, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. And this, really, before we begin, is the answer to those of you who, from an honest heart, could sing that last verse that we've just sung. A guilty, weak, and helpless worm, on thy kind arms I fall. Be thou my strength and righteousness, my Jesus and my all. And this is how you are to go. You are to go in the strength of the Lord God. But firstly, this evening, the word as it is in its context. This psalm is understood to be written by David. And we can tell as we read it that David is towards his older age. He says in verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age. And then verse 18, now also when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not. And he is in a great difficulty. He's in a time of trouble. He prays for himself in this trouble. He asks in verse 2 to be delivered. He seeks the Lord will be his strong habitation, where he may continually resort. He prays for his enemies, that they might be overthrown, that the things that they're doing to him might come to an end, that they will not prosper in the things that they are doing. And he prays for the Lord's support, that he might support him in his older age and might strengthen him. And in the verse, it begins, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness. In the preceding verses, he has spoken in verse 13, let them be confounded and consumed. But in verse 14, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. I will go on in the strength of the Lord God. He is really speaking of going on in his worship, going on in his praises, despite what is happening to him, happening around him. You know, if this is the time, which many think it is, that Absalom has risen up, his own son has risen up, and he's had to flee from Jerusalem to escape death, well, it is a very grievous day indeed. And many rose up with Absalom. And even one of his closest, Ahithophel, one who he trusted, whose counsel he relied on, whose natural wisdom was exceeding many in his generation, even Ahithophel, one that he trusted, had turned to be in support of Absalom. And these things, beloved friends, are very grievous. And you can be well assured that this dear man of God was greatly tried by the enemy of souls, who would seek occasion to gain something against David and those that were in support of David. But this is David's resolve. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. This, it will not silence me. These things, yes, they're a great distress and trouble, yet more and more will I praise the living God in spite of the things that seem against me, in spite of all the difficulties I am in. Verse 15, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go. How will I go about it? How will I go forward in this endeavouring to worship, to praise my God, when everything is so much against me? I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will then, strengthened by him, strengthened in the inner man, I will make mention of thy righteousnesses, even of thine only. Oh, you know, David, in that time of distress, we have it recorded in the second book of Samuel, chapter 15. We're told Zadok and the Levites, bearing the ark, went up, and all the people and the king, this is David, said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city. It must remain there. It must be in the city, in Jerusalem. Carry back the ark into the city. If I shall find favour in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it, that is the ark, and his habitation. Oh, he had that hope founded in Almighty God, a hope that though he was brought to flee with his dear ones, he was brought to flee Jerusalem, yet he knew that the Lord wanted him back in Jerusalem, back in as king over Israel. then he would be back in the house of God. He would see the ark again. He would see its habitation. Because you know what it signified, don't you? His presence, God's presence, in a particular way, dwelt between the cherubims on the mercy seat, which was that lid of the ark of the covenant. It meant so much. It meant so much to David. It meant so much to the true believer. In David's day, the ark of the Lord of all the earth, and the promise that he would meet between the cherubims on the mercy seat, the lid of the ark. But, he says, but if he thus say, but if God should say, I have no delight in thee, David, behold, here am I. Let him, that is God, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. This is resignation. This is acquiescing to the will of God. This is resignation before Almighty God in a day of trouble and distress. On the one hand, there is hope, experiencing, knowing something of what the Lord has done in the past. He is able to deliver me. He is able to reinstate me. He is able to bring me back. He is able to recover me and all the things that I might have seemingly lost. He's able. But then you say, is he willing? Is he willing? And David acquiesces. He resigns himself to the will of God. This, beloved friends, is true worship. And if you can only look at this evening and say, who can attain this level of resignation? Well, you'll see it is in only in God that a poor sinner can be brought to this place of worship. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. It is only in the strengthening of the Lord God that a poor sinner is able to speak language like this and to mean it. David was in a good place. And, you know, often the good places, in inverted commas, where poor sinners are in, are not good in the outward looking of things. But David was in a good place here. David was in a better place here than when he was at ease, when he was sitting in his house, when he was looking out across the rooftops, when he saw Bathsheba, when he was in his city and everything was calm with him. That wasn't a good place. But that's the place that your heart and mine would love to be in. Time of leisure, time of ease, time of quiet. Oh, to be. You need the strength of the Lord then. Oh, if the Lord brings you into a path of great blessing providentially, you'll need the same strength of the Lord God then to keep you then. Oh, what a prey to Satan. at those times. But here is David, and he's in this close walk with God. He's in a close walk here. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. And Zadok and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And then David went up the ascent of Mount Olivet, the Mount of Olives. And you don't need me to point out to you this evening the significance of this, do you? Who is it that would, many years later, go out of the city walls and go to the Mount of Olives? David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet. And how did he go? He went in the strength of the Lord God. And he went weeping. He wept. He wept as he went up and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. You know, this is something, isn't it? Oh, he's walking the path that his greater son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, would go. How much David saw of it, viewed of it by faith. Well, Psalm 69, a few psalms previous in our collection of psalms. Psalm of David. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for, this is verse 20, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. These things, dear friends, are sacred things, aren't they? Oh, surely David saw many things by faith. The things that David had to walk through, the places David was brought to, the blessing of God shown to us that David was brought to pen, the things that he felt, the things that he experienced. So that these psalms might be of a comfort to us. And that the Lord, under his power, might bless parts of these psalms to us. And that we may, in our pathways, in our experience, that we too might find the same strengthening Almighty God that David speaks of and sings of in these psalms, and that we may see the secret which David reveals here. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Oh, it is, isn't it, a going in dependence. Oh, David, he had spoken of his intentions. I will yet praise thee more and more. And you know, maybe you've at times thought this. And it's almost like Satan has spoken back, if you can. You see if you can. You see if you're praising God when, like Jonah, you're thrown into the sea and swallowed up by that great fish. Oh, but to have this resolve, I will yet praise thee more and more with the Lord's help, with him strengthening me. The other Tuesday evening, there were three things the Lord said he would do for us, wasn't there? I will strengthen thee, was the first one. Well, the Lord is speaking again this evening. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. If you and I have this resolve, whether it is in the context of what David speaks of, in a desire to worship and praise despite everything that's against us, despite all our weaknesses, our failings. If your heart's desire is to worship your God and to give him the praise due unto his name, you'll have on the one thing, you'll have the opposition. You'll have Satan trying to order things, bring things into your daily pattern of life to throw away any opportunities that time might give you. And then he'll try and fill your head with all other thoughts, seek to cause things to come into your pathway, to distract you, to hinder you, to buffet you, that he might take away your mind from the resolve and the desire that you have. So you have this on the one hand, and it's a very real power, and it's a very real warfare. Those that seek to worship God have this fight and have this battle, and it's constant. And it will be to our dying day. There is an enemy who hates God and hates when God gets any glory from poor, unworthy sinners. He hates God with a hatred that we cannot fathom and comprehend. But it is a deep hatred. And he hates the worship of God, and he hates God's name being honoured and glorified. And so we have this on the one hand. And it's good for us to understand it. And may it be a little comfort to you, those of you who find it. You know, I only have it myself when I'm trying to prepare. I think I've got time to prepare for. I've got services ahead of me. And I'm seeking the Lord will give me the word, lead me into his word. And there's all sorts of things that I know that they're lawful things. There's a phone call here, there's this here, there's that there. And I'm up, down, up, down, up, down. You know, it is that constant fight, and you'll have it in your own private devotions, you'll have it in your family devotions, and you'll have them in the house of God. You will. And if we understand this, the Lord will bring this to our notice that it is a fight, that we are in a warfare, then it may be of great help to us, because he has laid help upon one that is mighty. He has laid help upon one that is mighty. The Lord Jesus Christ was assailed by Satan when here upon earth, when he walked his earthly ministry here below, he suffered being tempted. Satan had nothing to work within him, found nothing in him, but tempt him he would try, buffet him he would try, assail him he sought to do. Oh then, how sweet and comforting to know that when we come to the Lord Jesus in our prayer, he's able to succor them that are tempted. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go into my closet, and it will be, Lord, help me. You know, I have to ask the Lord continually, Lord, help me to preach, help me to pray. And I have to ask the Lord to help me to listen. And so do we each. And how can we? Who is sufficient for these things? The noise that goes on in our heads, the noise of the world around us, we shut ourselves for a few moments, but can we shut the doors? We can't shut Satan out ourselves, can we? But God can. Oh, and God can quiet him for a season. And God can drive him out of our hearts for a time. And he can drive him out of this place. And he can shut us in with himself. And so I will yet praise thee more and more with the Lord's gracious help. Lord, help me that I might carry out the things that I long to do. At times when you have a heart that would seek him in prayer, when you're in deep need and you're buffeted with doubts of Satan's telling you, well, he won't even care about you or notice you or listen to you. I will go to the throne of grace in the strength of the Lord God. The Lord would help us to pray, help us to worship. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Maybe the Lord has laid upon your heart to profess his name. How can you possibly, given all that you've experienced to date of your own sinfulness, your own weakness, all that you've experienced in the way of temptations, the assaults of Satan, the world around you, how can you possibly contemplate an open profession of his name? But the command that gets you, isn't it this? If ye love me, keep my commandments. Isn't baptism a command of God? Didn't our Lord Jesus Christ himself submit himself to it? Was he not baptized in Jordan's waters by John the Baptist? And then the Lord's Supper. Baptism first, and the commandment to sit at the table, to do this in remembrance of me. If you love me, keep my commandments. But how can I? How can I sit? How can I sit with the church? How can I come up out of the congregation and profess by sitting at the front with the church members, identify myself with them as one of them, a brother or sister with them? More, identify myself as one of the Lord's children. Surely, this settles it, doesn't it? Yes, you are insufficient. Yes, in and of yourself, you cannot walk an honourable profession in and of your own strength. You're on good ground in one respect, because you understand the sense of your own weakness. You're not ignorant of Satan's devices and your need, your lacking, your shortcomings, your failings. Well then, who can come? I can never do anything like that. Well, here is your answer. This is how you must go. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. He who has called me with an inward calling via an outward calling of his gospel, an inward calling in my heart, who's put love, the love of Jesus Christ in my soul, inward calling that's calling me to obey his commands. He who has performed this almighty work of the new birth will give all needed help. He giveth more grace. Is that what you're lacking this evening? Grace? Well, James writes, he giveth more grace. Oh, let him ask of God. Lord, I need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to be a follower of his, and the love of God, and the fellowship, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. An almighty God of grace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. My mind went in my thoughts to hymn 428. Hear the blessed Redeemer call you. Listen to his gracious voice. Dread no ills that can befall you while you make his ways your choice. Jesus says, let each believer be baptized in my name. He himself in Jordan's river was immersed beneath the stream. Plainly hear his footsteps tracing. Follow him without delay. Gladly his command embracing. Lo, your captain leads the way. View the right with understanding. Jesus' grave before you lies. Be interred at his commanding. After his example, rise. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. In your own time, read of Samuel going to anoint David as king while there already was still a king alive. And what did Samuel say to God, who had told him to fill his horn with oil and go and anoint the son of Jesse? Samuel said, "How can I go? How can I go?" It wasn't easy. It was difficult. It was hard. How can I go? The Lord had commanded. The Lord had commanded. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. The Lord commands strength. The Lord holds all things in his gracious hands. Oh, he can put strength in the weakest. Oh, he can strengthen, and he can bless, and he can encourage, and he can uphold. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. Oh, then blessed with those sweet and precious promises. Oh, there is a looking steadfast unto Jesus. Your eyes fixed on him and him alone. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Parrish will preach again next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening. Mr. Robert Field will preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 320. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Hymn 320.
Thank you.
forgive all that thy pure and holy eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this evening. Do watch over us in the coming days and gather us safely here this coming Lord's Day. Lord, we pray thy blessing to rest upon thy own word, and that thou grant us each that strength to follow thee and thy commands. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.